Today from the Ohio Newsroom, trouble at an Ohio youth treatment center.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. Several years ago, the state tried to close down the Mohican Young Star Academy over frequent 911 calls, runaways, and the use of restraints in the 110-bed Perrysville facility. Those efforts failed. But even after a year of new ownership, problems persist at the rural facility, which houses children with behavioral and mental health problems. Brittany Haler investigated the rising violence at the facility and the efforts to address it for the Marshall Project in Cleveland. Hi, Brittany.
Hello.
Before we get into the controversies, what's the nature of this facility and how do kids end up there?
So this is the largest licensed facility in the state of Ohio. Kids are brought into these facilities through different avenues. It can be through the foster care system. It can be that a juvenile judge is sending them there as a part of treatment. They are getting placed in a facility like this in order to rehabilitate or address those behavioral and mental health issues.
And you reviewed inspection reports and body camera footage of police that responded to reported brawls at the Mohican. So what systemic problems did you uncover?
The facility itself could not contain violence without police intervention. Children were hitting each other, hitting staff, hitting teachers. Staff were also hitting children. On April 4th, we discovered the largest kind of outbreak of violence. The entire campus had kind of erupted into something that they could no longer contain.
So what did local law enforcement say about the facility?
I called Ashland County Sheriff and I talked to Kurt Schneider, and he was so eager to get on the phone with me. And he said, look, we don't have jurisdiction, but we're down there 2-3 times a week still. Things are worse under this new leadership. Then I got a phone call from the Loudounville police chief. Then I got a call from the fire chief. And each of them were saying, look, we're running out there. We are the first responders, and we are so worried about the kids. Not only are we exhausted, not only are we have limited resources. Every time we get pulled into this massive forest, we're not protecting the town. And it's not just one little call. It's everyone having to go and try and contain and de-escalate the violence inside that the staff don't seem to have a handle on.
These are children with very specialized needs. What did you hear from officials and others about what additional oversight is needed to ensure that both those children and the teachers are protected?
It's kind of this like multi-part thing. We have many different agencies looking into stuff. We have a population of kids who have greater needs than before. And then we have a work issue, a training issue, a staffing issue. And it's not clear like at what point do you shut a place down, that I don't know.
And what did the facility have to say about these incidents?
So we tried so hard to get the facility to talk to us. I sent multiple letters, called their cell phones. I finally eventually got Markel Brewer on the phone, and he just told us we're not going to comment. I do want to point out, though, Mohican said they may need to rethink types of clients we admit, and noting that if they did that, though, that it would force more children out of state and tremendously increase the cost to Medicaid and Ohio taxpayers.
That's Brittany Haler, staff writer at the Marshall Project in Cleveland. Thank you, Brittany.
Thank you for reading, and thank you for talking with me.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.